The Makers and Shakers Market returns this weekend on the 19th and 20th of November, filling the White Bay Cruise Terminal in Balmain with over 120 stalls of handmade local goodies and delicious snacks for the foodies. Market founder Emma Morris is here with us now on 2SER Breakfast to give us the lowdown. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
You must be very busy at the moment getting these markets happening. How did these markets come about? And also, where did the name Makers and Shakers come from?
Well, I've actually originally started doing markets because I run a secondhand clothing one that people might know called Round She Goes. So it's a secondhand women's event that we do in Marrickville. And a while ago, I mean, we've been doing Makers and Shakers since 2016, but I kept getting really great applications from people doing handmade goods. And I thought, I think we've got a spin-off here, was what I thought. So that's where it originally came from. I thought we can do a specialised market just for locally handmade stuff. There's so much talent in Sydney, and the inner west particularly is so creative. So it basically was a success right away. So there was clearly a thirst for people wanting to come and support people who make. And we did it originally at the Marrickville Town Hall. And then through COVID, we just obviously couldn't operate. Yeah. But when we got back into the swing of things, we thought we may as well go bigger because the demand was there and we were kind of a bit already getting too big for the Marrickville Town Hall. So the cruise terminal was sort of on my radar, but because there's cruises usually, and that was on hiatus for a while, we realised that there was enough kind of gaps in the cruise schedule to grab some dates. And the Port Authority were really supportive of using the space for something a bit different to people going on an international cruise. So that's where it came from. And I think the name, I didn't really, you know, sometimes your subconscious just works in mysterious ways, and it just popped into my head.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. I mean, you won't find a nicer place to go to a market. It's sort of a wonderful part of town overlooking the ocean and all of that. And a good thing as well, because it's supporting local artisans, both in the world of fashion and food.
That's right. So we're trying to really create a strong point of difference with our market, which is we're for local makers and crafters. So we've partnered with the Australian Made campaign so that we really can emphasise that that's what we're about. So this isn't things that are designed here but made offshore. These are things that people have truly made.
Yep.
And with the slow fashion, that also is all locally made. So slow fashion is, I guess, what you could call the opposite of fast fashion. So these are people who really care about how garments are made, what they're made from. So if you're looking for clothing and you want to invest in pieces that you know you really want to keep for many, many years, good pieces that you will go back to at a time and time again, then that's what we've created with the slow fashion market part of the event. So we've got about 20 makers who create fashion as well.
Slow fashion, very important thing in this day and age. And one of this, and a cool thing as well, is you can sort of actually meet the person who makes your clothes while you're there at the markets.
That's right. So our market is one of the criteria, is you have to be friendly. So the store are really lovely people. So they're really
counts
passionate.
Me out.
And if you're keen to come and talk to people about what they do, how things are made, everyone's really receptive and excited to talk about what they make and have that interaction. So if you want to meet the maker, this is a sort of really great opportunity to do that.
And for people who are listening and want to get in on this, how do they get in touch with you to be able to become part of the Makers and Shakers Market?
To be a stallholder, we just run an application process. So this event's closed now, but we are presuming we're going to do a couple more events next year. But they can just sign up to our newsletter. That's where we send out the alerts that we've got a date and you can apply. But if you want to just come and check it out this weekend, that's always a good idea. Just
yes.
To see it and
get the lay of the land.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you're interested, please do come and have a look.
And it's not just sort of, you don't just have them at White Bay, and it's not just located in Sydney. There are other locations as well, the Makers and Shakers Market.
So we are also in Melbourne. So we did one there 2 weeks ago. That was terrific.
Melbourne? And what does Melbourne know about fashion?
And we used to do Canberra and Adelaide pre-COVID. So we're sort of slowly having to rebuild everything again from the ground up, really. There's a nature of what happened to events in the pandemic. But we are excited that we've sort of probably got those coming back as well for next year. So lots of work, basically.
Well, I wish you all the best this weekend. Great for people to get out and get their Christmas shopping done early, support local artisans, and also supporting a wonderful event. Emma Morris, the founder for the Makers and Shakers Market, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Find out more information, get your tickets at makersandshakers.com.au.